Hello, everyone, and welcome into a brand new episode of the University College Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Brandon Apter. I'm your host. I am the social media and marketing specialist at University College, and we're very, very excited to bring you some new content for the 2019-20 academic year and second season of this podcast. Some very, very exciting times at Kennesaw State University. This past week, we welcomed the largest freshman class in KSU history, and Kennesaw also unveiled its new brand campaign. You can find out all the details for that at find.kennesaw.edu. And just a quick announcement before we get into this episode's guest. The Department of First Year and Transition Studies here at University College is hosting a student scholarship workshop open to all current Kennesaw State students. It's going to take place on November the 9th from 12:30 to 1:45 in Room 125 in University College, which is building 430 on campus. During this workshop, students will have the opportunity to complete their scholarship applications with the expert assistance of representatives from the Kennesaw State Writing Center and Scholarship Office. Also, pizza will be provided to all students who successfully complete the workshop. You can reserve your seat today by RSVPing to the Department of First Year and Transition Studies at FYTS@kennesaw.edu. So to kick off this new season of the University College Podcast, we're going to be joined by Interim Senior Associate Dean Dr. LaJuan Simpson-Wilkie. We'll learn a little bit more about her background, how University College helps both students that are just coming into school and those who have been here for quite a while, the programs that are offered by University College, and how University College is becoming the hub for student success on the campus here at Kennesaw State University. So without further delay, please enjoy this episode of the University College Podcast. All right, everyone, welcome back into this episode of the University College Podcast. And right now, I'm very happy to be joined by the Interim Senior Associate Dean for the college, Dr. LaJuan Simpson-Wilkie. LaJuan, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy afternoon to hop on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So one thing that we've heard a lot at Kennesaw State overall since the new president has been here, especially the past couple of weeks when it comes to Kennesaw's new brand and everything, is that the only thing constant is change. You know, I came here last January 2018, and since then I've seen you in a couple of different positions throughout University College, and we'll get to that. But how about we start off by learning a little bit more about you? Tell us how you got to Kennesaw State and what first piqued your interest about a university like this.
Thank you. So I was at Clayton State University for 11 years. And while I was there, I started in the English department. Then I created the African American Studies program at that institution, and then later became the director of interdisciplinary studies, where integrated studies is housed. And then a year later, I became the chair of the Department of Interdisciplinary Studies at Clayton State. So when I saw the position here at KSU for leadership and integrative studies department chair, I thought that the interest of my interdisciplinary background in my position where I was would fit well with the position here. So I was intrigued. I looked at the website in great detail. I talked to as many people as I knew who knew something about the integrative studies program here and felt that it would be a really good fit for me. So I decided to apply, and I got the position.
Well, congratulations. did you get an opportunity? Some people, when they change jobs, don't necessarily get an opportunity to come and see where they're going. I know for one of my positions I moved to, minor league baseball, just going there for the first time, had not really seen it at all. So did you get the opportunity to come to Kennesaw? And if you did, what were your first thoughts of the campus?
Well, I came to Kennesaw for my campus interview. I had only been to Kennesaw maybe one or two times before for large programs and also to use the library. So when I came for my campus visit, it was kind of like I saw Kennesaw in a whole new light. there were more buildings on campus, and there seemed to be more opportunities for students, and there were a lot more students here. So when I entered the department, I was welcomed by other members of University College and the faculty members in Leadership and Integrative Studies. And so what I saw, or what I felt, was that it was a really welcoming college, welcoming department, excited. They were really moving towards more innovative ways of thinking for their curriculum. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that sense of joy when I came here for my campus visit.
Yeah, you've been here for a little while now, and we're getting to a point where Kennesaw is growing year after year. The Kennesaw campus, the Marietta campus, the class of 2023, the freshman class, the largest now in Kennesaw State history. So there are a lot of big things happening at Kennesaw State. So now you hold the position of interim senior associate dean. You had been in the Leadership and Integrative Studies department before as the chair, overseeing things there. So how have the roles from your past at the Leadership and Integrative Studies Department helped you, and now your role as interim senior associate dean?
What I learned a great deal in my role as chair is a little bit about curriculum and how curriculum works here at KSU. Also, it helped me to be kind of in the midst of faculty and see their ways of being as far as creating curriculum and also the interaction with the students. So from that role, I then got into the role of interim assistant dean for approximately 5.5 months or so.
Right.
And from that, I was able to experience the student success side. So supplemental instruction, ESL, orientation and transition programs, advising, also the SMART Center. Mm-hmm. And the combination of knowing about faculty, knowing about the curriculum and the ways that we were servicing students in the classroom, and then pairing that with what we're doing with students outside of the classroom to help support them through tutoring or other things that they may need, helped me to really, I believe, have the vision that I needed to become a part of this particular role.
Right.
So it is a combination of what I learned from being department chair and from what I learned from being interim assistant dean that allowed me to have, I believe, enough experience to be able to make the connections. Mm-hmm. With all the entities in serving the role that I am now.
Right. And we've mentioned your current position, interim senior associate dean, a few times, but to clarify for some people who might be listening who don't know exactly what that is or what the role involves, can you talk a little bit about what you do in University College specifically?
That is a great question.
I know the day to day is probably a little bit of a grab bag, but...
Yes, you are completely correct in that response. So basically what I do at this point is to kind of oversee the daily operations of the college. Mm-hmm. I, in conjunction with the dean, think about the strategic ways of moving the college forward. And then in many ways, I am the person who make sure a lot of those things gets accomplished, and also to make sure that I am in place for those who need to have a conversation about how we move forward in a particular direction. Mm-hmm. Whether it's with curriculum, whether it's with the student success, that I'm there to answer those questions, and when I'm not, to be able to go outside of the college or even go to the AVP/dean of University College to gain those particular answers.
Right. Now, looking back when you first started studying in college, LSU, right?
Right.
Did you ever see yourself in a position like this now? Like, what did you want to do when you were starting off, and how do you think now it's all kind of gotten to this point?
I never thought I'd be in administration.
Really?
When I finished school at LSU, I have a PhD in English. And I just really thought I would be a faculty member until I retired. Hmm. And then at some point along the way, I believe someone approached me about being a chair of a department, and I told them, no way. It's not something I would ever do. Fast forward several years later, I've had a chair role for two different institutions, and then, you know, the information that we already discussed here. So, nope, I just wanted to teach African American literature.
So, yeah, it's always neat to see how people take different paths to get where they are today. A lot of people start in one major and then end up doing completely different things. Mm-hmm. So, one of the things that University College does twice a year, we have meetings and everything. So at a recent meeting, what we did, we talked about elevator speeches and what is University College. You know, when I started this podcast, it was to let people know what University College is. And I think throughout the time I've been here, we've gotten more of a solid idea of what University College is and what it offers. One of the words that we saw that we heard during these elevator speeches were University College is a launch pad for students in many ways, offering a number of programs and initiatives to help students from orientation to graduation, which is our catchphrase slogan now. So what would you say is the importance of this college to students just coming in and ones that have been on campus for a while already?
Yes, from orientation to graduation. So I think one of the main things that we do, and we do it very well, is actually our orientation program. And that for students, after they have been admitted into the university, kind of come to campus with that first initial thought of what is KSU and how am I going to be able to interact here? And I think with orientation, they see that.
Right.
And they are able to interact with not only the orientation leaders, but also advisors and sometimes faculty members, having students to find skills that are going to be help them to be successful to navigate college. And also our student success initiatives, making sure that they get the support that they need while they are transitioning through. And then also, you know, with our degree in integrative studies, many of our students come back to University College in order to integrate their ideas and their disciplines together to answer complex issues in society and kind of chart their way of how they want to be successful in life. And so I think that they could, you know, easily begin with us and of course end with us as far as integrative studies so that they can be successful.
Yeah, definitely. And you've mentioned so many of them already, whether it be integrative studies, leadership, all of the academic supported initiatives, SI, study groups, Smart Center, which is tutoring, ESL, English as a second language, along with some other things. Just a ton that students can be offered from University College specifically. Now we've spoken a little bit about student success and how, especially through these academic support initiatives, whether it be any of those, the Thrive program through peer leadership, there's peer leadership and orientation as well. Our Dean of University College, Lynn Disbro, recently moved across campus to serve in the provost's office. And we've heard a lot about how University College is moving more to the forefront with regard to student success. So can you talk about University College's place on campus and how exciting it is to be able to be looked at as the hub for student success here at Kennesaw?
So I think it is very exciting that we've had University College to be looked at as the hub for student success. What we have here is kind of a bridge between the academics and also the student success initiatives. So with the student success initiatives, of course, we are helping students to be successful in the courses that we're taking. For our academic side, we're helping students to be successful in their careers and their choices for possibly graduate school with leadership and integrative studies. For leadership, they have the leadership certificate, so they can use that to be successful in any major that they have. For integrative studies, what they're really doing is solving complex issues, complex problems, by pulling disciplines together in an integrative and interdisciplinary way. And that's very important, I believe, for our students to be successful. And also for first year and transition studies, what we are looking at is that students are kind of grounded in what they're doing in that first year. And the retention rates for students who take our first year seminar from first year to second year are pretty substantial. Our students are being retained here. So I think kind of this this bridge between what we deem as kind of student success initiatives, as well as the academics, is something that needs to and has been highlighted when we think about, you know, the position of University College now, located kind of firmly within the provost office.
Right. And I think you can see it around campus over the last few months, last semester or so, that University College is becoming more of a well-known commodity around campus, whether it be with orientation, the programs, the seminars, really, because, you know, I talked to students last year that were just starting their first year at Kennesaw, that were starting off in their first year seminars, and how big it is for them to feel comfortable in their own shoes and then be able to go on to whatever they're going to, whether that's a business degree, an accounting education, whatever. So it's, again, one of those places that you can come and get help and assistance in a number of different ways. So I mentioned earlier in the show that this is the largest freshman class in Kennesaw State history, class of 2023. So with that excitement, the excitement of the new brand campaign that Kennesaw is having, Find Your Passion, Find Your Wings, are there a few specific things that you're looking forward to most in the coming semesters and the future here at Kennesaw?
The most exciting thing that I think I look forward to every year is when the students come back. So on Monday, when all the students were back and they were on campus, it kind of filled me with joy. Mm-hmm. Seeing the students in the library towards the middle end of the semester, studying together. It's a little loud on that floor sometimes. Yeah. But I sometimes just walk through that floor just to see and hear what the students are discussing, the ways in that they're engaging each other about the classes that they're taking, and also seeing those students graduate. Graduation is a joyous occasion. I love to hear the parents and the family members, the spouses, everyone yelling for the student who is walking across the stage. And so I definitely always look forward to, you know, that first day and also mm-hmm. graduation.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Dr. Simpson Wilkie, again, I appreciate your time to come on here, the University College podcast, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again at some point down the road.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the University College podcast with Interim Senior Associate Dean, Dr. LaJuan Simpson Wilkie. If you like what you heard, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit the subscribe button. The show is also available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a variety of other podcast platforms. For more information on University College and its degrees and programs, visit uc.kennesaw.edu and make sure to follow University College on Twitter and Instagram at UC at KSU. That's the @UCATKSU. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the University College Podcast.